We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and oh my gosh, I'm interested in this because, again, this is just a great type of interview, especially when we're dealing with the coronavirus. We're seeing a really uptick in people adopting pets right now, choosing pets to kind of get through this crazy thing. So I'm excited to welcome to the program a real pet expert, especially for cats, Rita Reimers of Clubhouse Catitude. Rita, thanks for calling, and how are you?
Hi, Neil. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm doing pretty great. Me and my kitties are surviving this pandemic together.
Oh, absolutely. It's the craziness of this pandemic and how you're surviving. And what's the difference of your life before the coronavirus and now? Because, again, you were always out speaking or doing different things. Now you're stuck in your house, but at least you're with your kitties.
Yeah, I have my kitties, but I am stuck in the house. What's really frustrating is I live about 5 minutes away from my parents, and I haven't seen them. It's probably been about 6 weeks since I've seen them. That's really tough. I had some business trips planned. We have the awesome Catitude Club cruise planned, our first annual, but of course we can't do that now because nobody can travel.
And see, and that's the hard part. Every business, how to go online. And that's the challenge you're going to go through. But we want to more talk the positivities, and maybe at the end we can get to that. Specifically, why cats? When did that start?
It started when I was a child, honestly. I don't know what it was, but even as a little girl, I was always drawn to cats. My dad had an aunt, Aunt Tessa. She was the original cat lady in our family. She lived in the country. She did TNR, trap, neuter, release, before it was cool. She fed all the outdoor kitties. She would get them spayed and neutered. Sometimes we would help her out and take her into the city to get them spayed and neutered. And I just loved when we would go visit her. Because I would get to play with all the cats. Some of them, you know, became tame. Some of them didn't. So I kind of inherited the kitty gene from her, I think.
Wow. Okay. So from there, it developed. So did you get involved in cat shows or from the next step after that? Tell us.
I actually got involved with Cat Rescue. I had cats ever since I moved out of the house and became an adult. I couldn't have them as a child because my dad was allergic. I grew up with a wonderful dog named Blazer. I loved Blazer, but I still had that cat thing. So I got involved with Cat Rescue, and that's how I acquired my 19 cats and counting. I became kind of the go-to person if a shelter or rescue had a cat that was shy or not adoptable or had some special needs, they would call me. So I have a house full of misfits. They would be perfectly adoptable now. Perfectly adoptable, haha. But they all get along so well together. It's once they cross my doorstep, they have a home for life.
And that's the important part that I think that this mission of now being stuck in the house is adoption. So it started with just adopting cats and really rescuing. So many people, you know, purchase an animal or decide to get rid of it and they need an adoption. They need a home, right?
Well, the thing is, cats are so different than dogs. Some people, especially if they're new to cat ownership, they expect to treat their cat like a dog and have them respond the same way a dog would, and that's just not the case. So sometimes cats are surrendered for behavioral issues that if their humans just really understood the cat's psyche and how to work with it, that they'd be able to solve those issues. So my goal is to help as many people keep their cats in their home as possible so that they don't end up in shelter or rescue or worse, just kicked out the door. Sometimes people just, you know, let their dogs and cats go and say,
it's terrible. Yeah. So you started rescuing cats, but then when did you find out this is going to be your livelihood, the business, not just rescuing them?
Well, in my previous life, I worked in information technology as both a programmer and a manager. I had moved to Los Angeles. I was doing some cat sitting, helping people with their pets when they would go out of town. And I was also working for Richard Simmons.
Really? Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I actually produced his radio show on Sirius for 3 years. It was like this, a live call-in radio show. I had just gotten this huge promotion at work and paid off all my debts, special ordered a BMW. Went to Maui for 4 days to think about my life, doing three jobs. And I decided, how can I mess up my life? I know, I'll quit the six-figure job.
Oh, no.
So I came home from Maui. I quit my IT job, made Cat Rescue and Cat Sitting and Cat Behavior my full focus in 2006. Instead of just my part-time hobby, and I've never looked back. I'm so blessed to be able to work with cat owners and kitties all day long, both in the pet sitting world and in the behavior world. I don't actively work in rescue right now because I have my house full of my own rescues, and one of the dangers of working in rescue is you end up with a household full.
Yeah, you definitely do end up with a household of full of cats, and you're like, oh my goodness. So you keep this going. So from this process, you did all these different things. How did you brainstorm another great idea? It seems like every time you're coming up with something, from a cruise to something involving cats.
Well, I am really blessed that my best friend, Linda Hall, who couldn't be on the call today, unfortunately, she's my right-hand man. She's the executive director in my company, and she also worked for Richard Simmons for 17 years.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez.
Yeah, she ran his website and his clubhouse. So I've always had this idea to have a clubhouse sort of like Richard's. Richard inspired me a lot. He had been a big mentor for me. I wanted to create this clubhouse so that cat owners had a place to congregate, talk about kitties, their love for cats, and also get behavioral help from me, because I can't personally go into everyone's home, and not everyone can afford to have a behaviorist, you know, come and personally work with them. And, you know, and then there's some people that, you know, maybe their spouse isn't too keen on hiring someone like me, but if they can spend $19 a month and get unlimited exposure and help, you know, from me, they can ask me questions directly, I'll answer them. That's really what I wanted to do, is be able to reach more people, be a lot more affordable and accessible. I open up my life to people. I show them my home, my kitties. I share my
frustration, yeah,
my love for cats.
It's definitely an interesting thing for sure, Rita. And I think the relationship, you learned so much from Richard Simmons. You consider Richard like a mentor in a lot of ways for you?
Oh, definitely. I learned a lot from him. You know, he was always a very open and accessible person to the people that followed him. And it was a lot more than just exercise that people got from Richard. And that's what I strive to do too. I want to, you know, I want to be an open book to these people and show them, you know, I love my cats, but yes, I have challenges too. I go through some of the same things you do. Especially with multiples, but I've learned so much from having multiples about the different facets of cat behavior and how cats work and their interrelationships with each other too. And I want to share that with everyone. In fact, Richard, when I was doing the pet sitting, when I first started, it was just me. So my company was called The Cat Lady. But then when I started hiring sitters, you know, he helped me think of the new name for my company. You know, I would think of names and he'd go, no, that's not it. Try again. So, you know, I finally came up with, at the time we were just LA, so we were Cats 90210. When I told him that one, he said, no, that's it. That's the one.
That's fantastic. So when are we going to get in the reality show? Is there going to be a reality show at one point in time?
I hope so. That's one thing that through the pet sitting and through the cat behavior, Linda, myself, and my other staff members, Nikki and Sebastian, we always joke that, you know, we should be wearing microphones and cameras because you couldn't make this stuff up. So I'm really hoping that's the next step. But in lieu of that, Linda and I are working on a podcast, 19 Cats and Counting.
That's
so we're
great.
Looking to launch that within the next month. cats so we can start, you know, sharing. So a lot of time Linda and I will be talking. Linda has 8 cats too. So we'll be talking on the phone, and at the end of the conversation, one of us will say, that should have been a podcast. That could have been a podcast. So we decided we're going to do it.
See, that's fantastic. I'm getting a kick out of that, hearing this right now from you regarding 19 cats and counting. I love that. And that's so that's fantastic. Where's your podcast going to be? Are you going to, is it going, where's that going to be available? Do you know?
We're going to launch that on my website. I'm not sure yet where it's going to live. We're still trying to figure out exactly, you know, where it should reside. But we'll be announcing that at RitaReimers.com. And that's also where you can join Club Catitude, by the way.
Are you one of the niche people in this industry from all the other people that are out there in the cat world?
There's so many wonderful people in the cat world. And what I like to do is, you know, if another behaviorist like Jackson Galaxy, for example, he has some wonderful books on catification. I will recommend his books and his products. And actually, Jackson and I have a pretty good working relationship. I met him just before he became famous at Richard Simmons' workout studio. He came running out and he's like, Rita, Richard told me what you do for a living and that's what I do. And he introduced himself. And then here, like less than a year later, he was famous on TV with My Cat from Hell. But we have a good working relationship too. I actually did a behavior session for one of their casting directors. They couldn't use him because of conflict of interest. And ever since then, when they were booking people for the show, if they weren't going to make the cut, they would recommend them to me. So I've worked with some of people who've seen Jackson. And, you know, also some of my cat sitting clients had seen Jackson for behavior and, you know, vice versa. I actually had some clients come to me for cat behavior that had gone to him but maybe needed some follow-up.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to talk to Jackson one time as well. So, you know, we'll have to stay in touch and be connected, especially in that I remember him. But I think that you have such a great story. I know it's going to come. It's going to be big for you. But again, this is the hardest part. Now, how to make your whole business completely online with all these other ideas. You have a great idea as an IT person. You're on the right track with a great team. Just you wanted to do physical things, too, because cat people want to be with friends. And hopefully at one point we'll be back doing that stuff again.
Oh, I hope so. One goal I have is I would love to be able to go into the schools and reach out to the kids, you know, and teach them about cats and how they behave and how they need to be treated so that they have some respect for not just dogs, but cats as well. And my good friend Arden Moore, she's another cat behaviorist that I love and adore. I'm going to be on her radio show in a couple of weeks, but she does first aid for pets. So I would love to have her on our podcast. And she's had to take her business totally online too. It's been hard for everyone.
Yeah, it's such a challenge. You have to figure out how to survive online, become more of a social media person than lots of people aren't, and really look at all those different ways of getting out there, not just radio and podcasting and television, but social media. You can make your own platform, your own opportunities. Where's the best place? Again, we can find info on you, Rita, and learn more about you. Where's the best place to go?
If you go to RitaReimers.com, that's RitaReimers.com. I write a blog called The Daily Muse. And that's where you can also join Club Catitude and become part of the cat community. In there, I have a lot of videos that people can watch about behavior, some professional ones I shot with Catster and with Petcha, which is now owned by Chewy. All of my past columns from Catster are up there. I have some blogs that I write specifically for the people in the clubhouse. And we are doing monthly chats with everybody who's a member. And, of course, there's a lot of great prizes. We have some wonderful sponsors. Litter Genie and Pretty Litter are two of our great sponsors.
Fantastic. Well,
that's how people can find us right now. I'm also, of course, on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at MultiCat Expert. So you can find me there as well. I'm always sharing photos of my kitties and their antics, and any blog I post, I pop it out there on social media so everybody knows there's something new.
Great.
And of course, this new medium called Twitch, we're looking at starting up some videos there as well. Once we get the podcast launched, we'll probably do some sister videos that go with our podcast, 19 Cats and Counting.
Yeah, it's amazing. Everything's just evolving in technology to keep things going, even though we can't physically see each other. It's going to be very strange to see what the TV lineup for the fall will be if it continues like this. There's going to be a lot of different types of shows and different things and opportunities. So you have to figure out, how can I stay social distancing but still provide great content? It seems like you have some great ideas, Rita. So I appreciate you calling. Yeah.
That's the key, is keep it captivating and keep it fresh and keep people, you know, everybody's bored right now. They're looking for things to do. So that's up to us to provide.
All right. Well, thanks again for calling, Rita, and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.